Next item on the agenda is Hayden Gordon, number 11-0120. Good morning, sir.
Morning. My name is Mike Johnson. I'm an environmental engineer with the Habitat Division. I've been employed with Habitat Division since November of last year. And prior to that, I was working for the Fisheries Division as a planner on the striped bass program.
Good to have you here, Mike.
Thank you. Mr. Hayden Gordon is requesting authorization to install 85 linear feet of riprap revetment channel wear of a failing concrete bulkhead, replace a 32 linear foot groin with a 40 linear foot low profile groin, and replace framing and decking on an existing previously permitted private pier situated at his property along Hampton Roads in the city of Hampton. Both coastal primary dune and beaches and subaqueous land permits are required. The reason you're hearing this today is because the city of Hampton has not adopted the dune and beach ordinance. So you're functioning as the local board for that. The property is located in the city of Hampton along Hampton Roads. You can see it denoted here by the yellow box. Zooming in a little closer, again, in the yellow box is Mr. Gordon's property. For reference, this is the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, and this is the causeway going over to Fort Monroe. This is an aerial shot of Mr. Gordon's property. Right here you can see his pier that he's proposing to do some maintenance work on. Running along the edge of the property here is a concrete bulkhead that is currently failing. Right here you can see a timber bulkhead and two small wooden groins that he's proposing to remove. And it's really hard to see in this picture, but there's a 32 linear foot timber groin running just adjacent to the pier itself here. This is a plan drawing showing the existing conditions. The 245-foot pier is right here. This is a pier that was previously permitted by us, and needs maintenance work now, replacing the decking and the stringers. Because it doesn't meet the statutory exemption, that's why you're hearing this part as a subaqueous permit. There's the existing groins here again, running to the side of the pier, the concrete bulkhead here, and the timber bulkhead and groins right here. Specifically, he's proposing to put in 85 linear feet of riprap tying into the neighbor's currently existing riprap, immediately channelward of the concrete bulkhead that's failing. Again, removing the timber bulkhead and the groins that would have been somewhere in the footprint right here. He's also proposing to remove the 32 linear foot groin here and install a 40 foot linear low profile timber groin extending out to mean low water. This line right here is the mean low water line. This is an old one, so you want to ignore that. And mean water, high water is right here, so he does have a small beach at high tide, right immediately adjacent to the pier itself. This is a cross section of the proposed riprap revetment, immediately channelward of the existing concrete bulkhead, extending out to mean low water right here. It'll be towed in, and as well as fabric filter cloth placed behind and underneath of it. The slope of the revetment will be 1.5 to 1, and will be made up of class 2 quarry stone. This is a cross-section of the proposed low-profile groin that will be placed adjacent to the existing pier, and this is just showing that it will be a low-profile groin based on the heights above the sediment elevation. These are some ground shots showing the concrete bulkhead failing. Right here is the proposed timber bulkhead, and groins will be removed, concrete bulkhead. This hole was several feet deep, several feet across, and it's expanding over time, so this is something that definitely needs to be addressed in the immediate future. Another picture of timber groin and bulkhead removed, and the riprap revetment will start adjacent to the existing riprap and extend 85 feet down in the concrete bulkhead. This is a ground shot of the existing timber groin adjacent to the pier. As you can see, it's not in the low-profile design. And again, this is proposed to be replaced with a low-profile groin that will extend approximately 8 feet channelward of the current existing one. This is a shot of the pier. As you can see, the decking is starting to get pretty old, so they're proposing to replace those and the stringers as well, since they are proposing to work on the superstructure of the pier as well, then that's why we're requiring a subaqueous permit for this pier instead of just routine maintenance. This is just another shot of the pier looking out towards Fort Monroe, again showing some of the condition of the planking and the currently existing boathouse and boat lift out here. No comments were received in response to public notice, and neither adjoining property owners indicated they had any objection to the modification. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science permit application report noted that due to the close proximity to the upland improvements, the proposed revetment was the least adverse alternative for protecting the uplands from further erosion. They also questioned the need for the replacement groin for erosion control due to the presence of the bulkhead and proposed revetment. No other agency comments were received. Staff summary and recommendation. Staff believes the installation of riprap revetment channel where the existing bulkhead, where it's currently failing, is a reasonable approach to stop the undermining process currently occurring. Staff also believes the removal of the old groin and its replacement by a low-profile groin would be preferable to allowing the continuous height groin to remain, and the groin should help to maintain the current beach. Staff understands the need to conduct maintenance and repairs on the existing pier. Although the dimensions of the pier do not allow it to qualify under the current statutory exemption, we believe it is reasonable to allow it to remain in its current configuration. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in 28.2.1403.10b and 28.2.1205a of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions of Mr. Johnson? Thanks, Mike. Is the applicant present or represented? Gordon or his agent? Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Mike.